Hey, how is it going? Today I was joined by Marlon, who is an ex-porn addict. I absolutely love these podcasts because it's really nice to just share these kind of stories with others who have been through a similar thing to me, and maybe you as well. So thanks a lot for listening and tuning in for another episode. If you would like more support, help, and a free training video, go over to thomasmolyneux.com where you can sign up to get my free personal emails. Thanks, and let's get into this episode. Hello and welcome to the Finally Quit Porn podcast. Today I am very excited to have Marlon Engelman on the show. Welcome on the show, Marlon. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. So today we are going to talk about nofap, quitting porn, and maybe some of the misconceptions around how to quit all of this. But first of all, Marlon, do you want to start off by introducing yourself a bit? And tell us about your journey of trying to quit porn, when you got into nofap, and where you're at with it all now as well.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Marlon, I'm 18 years old. And the first time that I watched porn was when I was 10 and a half years old. I kind of managed to get internet on my DS. Back then I had like a gaming console. It wasn't like a phone or something. And I still remember like going onto the internet. And I was 10 and a half years old, right? So I was still like a kid. And I would type into the search bar nightclub sex, because back then I didn't know the word porn, but I kind of knew what I was looking for. And then I started looking up a bunch of things, you know, I did my thing. And after that, I was hooked for like 6 years. And it just got worse and worse and worse, because in real life, I just used to be a loser. I was obese. I had no friends. I was a weird kid at school. I was lonely. And I had a lot of anxiety and got bullied. And the only time I could escape from this sad reality was when I was playing video games or watching porn. So I just heavily indulged in that, jerked off like 3 times a day, watched like 3 to 6 hours of porn on the weekends, even longer, for 6 years. And I didn't even do it because I wanted to like jerk off. I just did it because I wanted to escape and just distract myself. And then like 2.5 years, almost 3 years ago now, I discovered self-improvement and I got into like all of the good habits, right? Like starting to meditate, starting to set goals. And of course I had to like get onto nofap and get rid of all of my bad habits. And then I was struggling with getting rid of my porn addiction for 1 year. And I did like basically everything that everyone, like all of these YouTubers tell you to do online, like track your days and, you know, the nofap benefits timeline. And it didn't work that good because I was struggling for one single year. And after some time, I just realized that it was stupid and I kind of replaced it with something else. And then I quit and now I'm porn free for one and a half years, I think almost 2 years now, yeah.
Wow, what a story. So between what, the age of 10 and 16, you were really into it. And yeah, then you went on a mission to try and quit. And now you've been quit. You've quit for like, what, a year and a half, nearly like 2 years. I mean, that's amazing. Wow. Yeah. Such a great thing to go through and then like overcome properly. How was it just going back to like 10 to 16? I mean, you got into like really young. Like, how was that time for you? That sounded really difficult.
Oh, yeah. So I got into it because I was driving home from school and I was sitting in the bus. And I was surrounded by a couple of people that were older than me, like 15, 16, 17. And they were watching, like, they didn't watch porn, but they were showing, like, images of naked women on the phone to everyone inside of the bus. And I had just sat next to them and they showed the image to me. And then I was like, you know, I didn't know anything about porn. I didn't even know that this word exists. And I just got so curious and I felt that something happened inside of my body, right? And then I just got the thought of looking it up. And I did, and then I just got, like, from that second on, I was hooked. Because, like I said, it was the only thing that I could escape into. And I never experienced something like intimacy or, like, love or something sexual. I mean, I was a kid, so of course I didn't. But I think there's, like, this desire inside of each of us, especially when you're, like, turning, like, 12, 13, and you're starting to, like, get into puberty. Like, your hormones are going crazy, and then a lot of people fall into like the trap of porn to deal with these feelings and desires.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was quite difficult. Yeah. And it didn't help that no one told me that it's terrible. No one told me like the effect it has on my brain and on my mental health. Everyone was promoting it and it was just like a normal thing for boys to talk about at school. Like when you're 12, 13, 14 years old at school, like you kind of talk to your friends or to like the boys of your class about like porn, and it's just like a normal thing. It's like, hey, did you watch the video? Hey, did you like, do you know this porn star? Or hey, do you like, when was the last time that you jerked off? And you just talk about that so casually, and no one is like questioning that the side effects or questioning that it could harm us.
So true. So true, because I remember me and my friends, like when I was like 15, I'm definitely not going to say who or anything like that, but it's kind of funny, but me and my friends, we were talking about porn one time, and I'd like seen this one video and he was describing this other video. Anyway, as the story kind of went on, I was like, wait, hang on. Did that girl like look like this? And then she do this afterwards? And he was like, yeah. And then me and him were like, oh, wow, we've literally watched the same video. Like, it was definitely the same video. Like, we described it. And yeah, and it's kind of like we kind of bonded over that in this weird way. Like, we're in like our teens then, we're probably like 15. And it's kind of weird looking back how it is so part of that sort of teenage culture growing up. It was very similar for me around, you know, looking at it probably around age 12, I think. And then it was just kind of this sort of funny thing that guys would kind of laugh and joke about throughout the teenage years. But as I've kind of come out of that, I've realized that actually pretty messed up. And as you say, no one really teaches us about this. No one teaches us the harm it can have on the brain. And it really is so, so addictive. I mean, we had a guy on this podcast not too long ago who was describing it like heroin, you know, the actual impact that has on the brain, how addictive it is, similar to heroin. And now you got kids in their teenage years laughing and joking about consuming a substance which has a similar impact on the brain in terms of its addictiveness as heroin. I mean, that is scary. That is really scary. And I think that's something I want to get across now on this podcast more, is that actually this can be really, really harmful and really, really addictive. And as much as it can help alleviate some of the shame in like having a laugh and joke around it a bit, at the same time, like, you really do want to get rid of this stuff. And so on that point, how has it impacted your life being free of this for such a long time now?
I believe it absolutely changed everything. Like, I know this is the standard answer, like, you know, after 90 days your testosterone goes up or something like that, but that was not the case. It was more like, when I watched porn, it kind of felt like I was having a dark shadow that followed me around. I think that's a good way to describe it. Every single time I went outside, I just felt a lot of shame and guilt, because I knew I am like addicted and I shouldn't be doing this at such a young age, and that it's kind of weird. And like, especially the stuff that I was looking at was really weird. Like, I just got, like, I started with like normal vanilla stuff and ended up in like subreddits about the most weirdest things that I can't even describe, which is just like, it's thinking back, it's like absolutely, I'm cringing right now. It's quite embarrassing experience. And this dark shadow just stopped following me. It's just, how can I explain it? Like, I just felt more like free and more confident and more myself. And a big thing that happened to me was, I used to like view the girls from my class very sexually. And I even like used to go on Instagram and look at them, and, you know, and every single time I saw them in class, I just couldn't help but to sexualize them. I couldn't help but to like think about that. And I was just like, always, when I was like 15, 14, like looking at areas I shouldn't be looking at when I was viewing the girls, and just like always sexualizing them. And I was like this little fat kid, like this creep, just staring at girls in the class. And once I, like, you could call it desexualizing my brain, or like once I stopped watching porn and got rid of this addiction, everything else fell into place. I got way more confident. I was actually able to speak to girls and like look them into the eyes. I know this is like standard things that you hear, but this actually happened. The moment I quit porn, a few weeks later, or months later, I don't really remember, I got my first girlfriend. And I think a big reason was because my confidence just shot up. I was able to speak to girls. I was able to look them into the eyes and just express myself way better, instead of holding myself back and feeling guilty and shame and hatred towards myself.
Yeah, it's really powerful stuff, that connection with real women and no longer objectifying them is such a blessing. It's just like having this free mind where you're just a human being again. But at the same time, it's incredibly addictive, and there's so much misinformation on how to quit. And through 10 years of ups and downs trying to quit it, you know, I've learned that the hard way, that this is a difficult thing to overcome until you do find something that really does just work for you, and then you stick with that and you overcome it. So on that point, what do you think's helped you the most in terms of quitting pornography?
Yeah, so like I said, I struggled for 1 year, and it was a very long process. I went from like 3 times a day to 2 times a day to 1 time a day to like 2 times every week or something like that. And then I was stuck there for a very long time. And then I had a streak where I relapsed again for a bunch of days in a row. And I felt terrible, and I was checking my days. And every single time I couldn't take out the habit of NoFap, I felt terrible. And I was looking for the benefits. I didn't find any benefits after like 7 days. So I was like, okay, it's not worth it. I was like coping, you know, like trying to justify my addiction. But the thing that helped me the most was honestly like the amount of pain that is built up inside of me from watching porn, doing all of the like the bad habits for years, and just looking at myself in the mirror and realizing that this is what I am, like this fat piece of shit, that it's like a bad human being that is lonely, just playing video games, just eating junk food, and does nothing with his life. And then I just like knew that I had to change. It was like a turning point for me. It was like I once read a book, and it was described as like having a fuck this event. It's just like you have an event that is so terrible and your situation is so bad that you can't help but to change. And I was at this point where I could have killed myself, or I could have changed. And I was actually thinking about killing myself because the situation was so bad when I was like 15, 16 years old. And I luckily went into the opposite direction and started to improve myself. But I think it's just like realizing that if you continue to do what you're doing, you will end up in a completely like horrible place. And just like turning on the switch and realizing that you have to change, or you will never have the life that you want to live, and you will destroy all of your potential, and just seeing all of the consequences. Because I believe a lot of people, like when they're addicted to something, whether it's porn or whatever, they try to cope and they try to justify their addiction, and they try to ignore all of the bad sides, and they're like saying it's not as bad as everyone says it is. They say, like, there are a bunch of bad benefits, but they don't affect me. Like, I'm different. I can smoke and I don't get cancer, you know, kind of that stuff. But it's just like looking the truth into the eyes and realizing that it will destroy you if you're not willing to change. And that's what pushed me forward.
Bro, I actually couldn't agree more. Like, honestly, I think facing the reality of addiction is what has changed my life more than anything. And that's why I'm really grateful that I met Mary, who helped me actually see the light. Because basically what happened with her is she came on this podcast, and on a previous episode I talked about a relapse, and she'd heard that, and then she went, right, Tom, we need to sort this out. And in her program, she was just giving me a slap in the face after a slap in the face, just cold truth, just direct into my ears, like, look, you have to quit this. You know, you can't keep on having these relapses and thinking that's okay, because that's what I'd been doing. Yes. I'd even been sharing that on this podcast, like, oh, you know, it's okay, I've had a relapse, but I'm back to it now. You know, we can let go of the shame a little bit and feel more confident. And what I was doing is I was trying to feel happy and live a productive life and be okay whilst living in an addiction. Now, I think this is what so many people do, is they try and get into self-improvement, productivity, improve their life. And because they may be doing quite well in many areas of their life, they think, right, well, you know, it doesn't really matter too much if I'm looking at porn. But it's like, wait a minute. Well, what if you were able to quit porn? Like, what's next? Like, the potential underneath you, like deep within, once you get rid of this like shadow, as you call it, or like this shame, or this like this area of your life that you just want to fix, like the next level, wow. You know, there's a whole new part of you which you're yet to explore, because you've had something holding you back. And I mean, the transformation that you've undergone, you'll know this. So, I mean, any thoughts on that at all?
Yeah, two things popped into my mind. One, I had this very nice quote from Nietzsche, I think. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's like a philosopher.
Yeah,
Nietzsche. Yeah, he said...
I don't know if I pronounced that right either, by the way, actually.
But it's the right name. He said, he who has a why to live can bear almost anyhow. So if you find like a strong enough reason to quit, and you put this pressure onto you and you realize the truth and you realize the pain, you can find almost anyhow. Like, you can find the way to quit. And that might be, like, different to anyone, but just having, like, the strong reason, I believe it, that's, like, one of the most important things, if not the most important thing. Having a reason to quit and pain. Pain is, like, the biggest motivator that you have in life. And pain is, like, an energy. And the rule of the universe is that you can't destroy energy, you can only convert energy. So you can use that pain to your advantage and put it into other areas of your life or towards quitting that addiction. And the second thing is, NoFap and getting onto NoFap, destroying my porn addiction, was one of the things that I did pretty late on my self-improvement journey. And I was already going to the gym, I already started to eat cleaner, I already lost weight, I already tried to be more productive, and I watched all of the self-improvement YouTubers, but I was still fapping. So I kind of already changed my self-image and my identity, and identified myself as like someone who was on self-improvement. And because I did that, like, I changed my identity and my self-image, I also knew that I can't be watching porn. This doesn't fit into my worldview. It's like when you have the identity of an athlete and you go to the gym and you eat clean, but then you start to like eat cake every day and chocolate. Like you can't betray yourself. You can't work against your belief systems, and you can't work against your identity and self-image, because you have to act consistent with that. Otherwise, you will fall into like chaos and a bunch of pain. Right. So I already had like the self-image of a self-improver, and it just didn't work, and like it didn't align with my self-image, and that also created a big amount of pain and pushed me forward to align my actions with my identity.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things to say on this. So you said have like a reason to quit, like if you have like a strong enough why, anything's sort of possible along those lines. What I would say is there's going to be somebody listening to this, at least one person, I believe, who's going to go, well, I don't have a reason to quit. You know, I don't have a strong purpose. I don't have a strong mission in life. There's going to be a lot of people listening like that right now. So I have something to say for those guys. You don't actually need to have a really, really big, grand, strong vision. You don't need to have some goal of becoming a millionaire or achieving this in your job. What you need to do is face this reality of where you're at right now. Like, how is it that this is making you feel? So I 100% agree with your point that you need to see how this is actually causing pain in your life. And that reason, in my opinion, can actually be as small as, well, this is impacting my relationships, or I feel really low in confidence because this is taking away my ability to have self-control. Or maybe it's, you know, I don't want to be a dad who isn't in control of himself anymore. You know, there's a thousand reasons, and everyone's going to have their individual reasons. And so that's just a quick one to add to your point, is that your reason doesn't have to be some big grand mission, because I've seen YouTubers talk about finding your purpose to quit porn. And I think there is some truth in having your strong reasons like outlined and be very clear on that. Like, why is it that you actually want to quit this? But it also doesn't have to be some big, like, massive mission or goal in life to achieve some greatness. Just face the reality of it. And then the second thing that you're talking about is identity. On that one, I would definitely say that identity for me will help me quit, in the sense that, well, I don't know, actually. It's a weird one, because sometimes I slip into like old habits. Old habits, and that's when I'd have like cravings, and I now know how to deal with cravings. But let's say I just slip into an old habit and then the craving comes up, you know, if I know how to deal with that, that's okay, which I do now. But I would say when you're just like on your purpose, when you've got good habits, when you're hitting the gym and stuff like that, you're gonna have less cravings. Now the way we teach it is that once you know how to deal with cravings, then you're fine. Like, you'll be able to quit this because you have a specific method to deal with cravings. But if you want to have less cravings, then yeah, start getting on self-improvement, like go to the gym and build this life where looking at porn isn't something that you just want to do because you're just not that person anymore. And I think over time you do become somebody who just doesn't do it. The other thing on identity that I really want to get across is that you can be permanently free from this. So many people teach this method that you're like an addict for life, or like go to Sex Addicts Anonymous. We've had clients who have been to Sex Addicts Anonymous, and that's BS. Like, you don't have to be an addict for life, because I mean, you've proven that, right? Like 6 years of doing this, like every day, that's like what? That was like
like how much of your life was that, bro? Because
bro,
you
I
started when you was 10. You started when you was 10 and you was in that particular
it was
60%.
Years.
So that's no, it's not 60%. Six out of 16, that whatever that maths is, it's like more than a third though. Six
yeah,
out of 16 is more than a third.
And
so,
it was like 3 times a day.
Three times
days.
A day as well.
Like not every day, but it was like 3 times a day most of the time. So it was a bunch of times. It's quite sad to think about.
Well, that's the thing though, but it's good that you're like, you've got this self-awareness and you've gone into that pain to realize like, yeah, this was shit. Like, I'm going to overcome this. And I think it does actually require that level of self-awareness and going into actually how is this impacting my life and just being honest with yourself. But yeah, the thing is, as you say, like 6 years trying to quit and now you've gone a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it is, of quitting. So if that ain't proof that you can quit this, I don't know what is. And also, you just strike me as a guy who's now going to be free for the rest of your life, because why would you go back? You know, you now see the truth, you now see what it does. I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, would you ever go back? How do you feel about it now?
No, never. Like I could never imagine myself going back. Like I don't know what will happen in 10 years. Like it could be that I get like something bad happens in my life, and then you know I kind of slip back into it. I mean that could happen to everyone, but to 99% of people, it's like, well, for me, like 99. I think that for 99% for me, it's like absolutely no, because I saw how much bad it is on the other side, and I don't even have the need to watch porn anymore or to indulge in any bad addictions, because I can't let myself down. Like I see myself, like I hold myself very accountable, and I see myself as you could say that I have a big ego or something like that, but I try to match my actions to that ego, right? So I see myself as like an entrepreneur who's trying to make money, who's trying to be productive. So I have this authority for myself and also for my community and my clients that I have to perform. Like I have to be consistent. I can't fuck up. Like I'm what I'm preaching on my YouTube channel and everywhere is all. So I'm also like doing what I'm teaching, right? So what is it called? Preaching what I'm teaching or something like that. So I'm actually doing what I'm telling other people to do, and I can't act against that. And on top of that, I don't know if many people can relate to this, but I got a girlfriend and I don't even have the need to watch porn anymore, right? If I get like some urges, I've like someone who can take care of that, let's say that like that way. It sounds bad, but I don't mean it in a bad way. It's just like, I'm not trying to say that you should replace porn with a girlfriend. I'm just saying that I don't have the need personally anymore to watch porn, and I can't betray myself basically.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a hypothetical question here. Let's say we take your girlfriend out of the equation for whatever reason, and this is a horrible question, so I apologize in advance.
No problem.
It's probably not going to happen. But let's say your girlfriend's not around and a horrible life circumstance does happen and you start getting a craving for porn. What are you doing?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think I would... Like, I'm a person that got pretty self-aware now. And I know that I don't have to act on my thoughts or emotions or on my cravings. So I was just like, first of all, I would be shocked that I even get the craving. Kind of like disappointed in myself and a lot of shame, which is like the first indicator that I shouldn't do it if I get like the feeling of shame or like a bad emotion for even having the craving. And then I would just try to sit down, grab a piece of paper and a pen, and try to think out clearly why this happened and what I can do against it. But I don't think I would ever think about like opening my phone and, you know, starting to type something weird into the search bar. I don't think that would happen. Like I would try to zoom out, try to make maybe distract myself and understand why this happened in the first place.
So you're trying to identify what's causing the craving.
Yeah, basically like the root cause. If it's like if you would take away my girlfriend and I would be in like a bad life circumstance, I would just like journal about that situation, right? You know, like I lost my girlfriend, okay, I can't do like this and this anymore, so you know I get cravings of watching porn and something bad happens, so like your mind starts to cope, and I would try to identify that and then attack the root cause of the problem, which would probably be something like loneliness or something like that, because I already know how I work in terms of watching porn. Like I saw a certain pattern. Whenever I felt lonely or bored, that was like the time when I watched porn. So I would like, I was just like, think about, okay, am I bored? Probably yes. Am I lonely? Probably yes. What can I do about that? Go on a walk, go to the gym, you know, get a new girlfriend or spend time with your friends, whatever.
Yeah. The thing that I do anyway is, let's say these emotions come up, because they will. And the reason I ask this,
yes, to be honest, I sometimes still get the cravings. Like the cravings are not like, I'm to be totally honest, I still sometimes get the craving to watch porn. Totally. Like I don't know if this will ever go away. It happens like once every few months. It's not a lot, but I sometimes get a thought in my head, and I think about it for like 2 to 3 minutes, and then it just like goes away because I have work to do. Like, you could call it basically like a distraction. It's just like, okay, you can't do this. You can't betray yourself. You know, you have to work. You have to be the man that you're speaking about, that you are. You can't do this. You can't let yourself down. And then I just get on my day.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I think you're doing absolutely amazing with everything you're doing. I'm not saying this in like a, I'm not trying to be too like patronizing or anything, but honestly, I was not like how you are at 18. Like, it's actually crazy how you're doing. Plus, I'll be 100% honest as well. Since first looking at porn, I've not gone anywhere near as long as you've gone. Consistent days without porn. You know, I can come on this podcast and say that openly. And might not sound great given I host a podcast called Finally Quit Porn, but I've not gone 500 and whatever days, you know. I've maybe done quite a long time and feel good about it and everything and got it all in order now. But, I mean, 500 and something days is crazy. What I would say, though, is with distractions, they only last temporarily. From what I know now, I would be doing myself a disservice to not share with you what I think would really help for these temporary urges. Because, look, I'm sure nothing bad's ever going to happen. But I would also say, like, dealing with shame, loneliness, there's going to be a lot of listeners out there who feel these emotions all the time, right? And maybe they're not onto self-improvement and have the purpose or have a girlfriend, any of these things yet. So what I would do is address that urge directly and actually accept that, okay, I'm feeling this right now. That's okay, because maybe my mind's still addicted. Not for you. I doubt your mind's still addicted, but for other people, maybe the mind is still addicted, because I know my mind, part of it's probably still a little bit addicted now, because it's not been that long since I met Mary and was introduced to this new method. But what I would do is have two lists, an option A and an option B, and literally just write down on your two lists, like, for you personally, go back to how you felt, because you've already tapped into all that pain, so you know what it's like. That can be option A. Just write down all those feelings you used to have: suicidal ideation, fat, overweight, frustrated with yourself, hate yourself, lack of friends, no girlfriend, playing video games all the time, like all this shit that you didn't like, right? You already know what that life's like. You've got that life. I mean, not anymore, but you've had that life before. Write down that list. Write down your other list, option B. And your option B is basically going to be how you're living now, because you're already doing it. So confidence, in control of yourself, energy, girlfriends, connection, love, happiness. Feel brave enough to come on a podcast and talk about this shit with anybody. You know, you've got everything you want already now. So you're already there. But what I would highly recommend to anyone listening is doing the same. Have two lists there, because that's all you need. You don't need to go distract yourself or get back on purpose or think about the shame or loneliness that you feel and get to the root cause. In my opinion, you got two lists and you can just make a rational decision off that. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. But yeah, I mean, I apologize for kind of preaching, giving advice or whatever. This is what I do. This is what works for me. But what's your thoughts on that method? Because, I mean, I really do think it works.
Yeah, I totally agree. And thanks for sharing that advice. First of all, I want to say that you're also doing amazing. Like, I know you're always giving me compliments and, you know, I've gone over like 500 days. I haven't even tracked the days. I don't know. I just know it's like roughly about 1.5 or 2 years, because I think tracking the days is stupid. But you've achieved great things as well. Like, you might have not reached 500 days, whatever, but you're on the right track and you're working very hard on it, I believe. And you're actually trying to improve, which is like a thing that most people don't even consider. And I also want to say that that, like you said this before, but I believe everyone can quit and you're not going to be addicted forever. And there are like 1,000 of different ways to quit and 1,000 of different ways that people have quit. But you have to find like what's working for you instead of just following the advice of me or another YouTuber or whatever. Like, if you truly listen to your heart, you maybe already know what might work for you, because you know yourself the best. So watching another like podcast on porn addiction or another video, NoFap video, might just be like a distraction and a cope of faking the reality. And finding something that actually works for you, like you're just distracting yourself, maybe, maybe not. But I think that's the case for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. And I, to be honest with you, I think the thing that we probably agree on more than anything else, which I don't think many YouTubers talk about, is willingly facing temporary discomfort. I think that really is the key here, is actually go into the pain, not away from it. So I think that's where a lot of people go wrong. It's always trying to find a new tip, a new hack, new way of dealing with this problem. But actually, when you just face the pain of, well, this is what's going to happen if I carry on in this mess. And then when you have an urge, you go, okay, well, I'm just going to deal with this pain, this temporary discomfort. And just know it's temporary, because it's going to come, it's going to go. You said earlier, you have urges now and then, 2 or 3 minutes. You've been on this path for a long time now. Imagine if you didn't just face that pain for 2 or 3 minutes, or that discomfort of a craving. I mean, how would you feel now? Nowhere near as good as you do. So I think there's truth in that for everybody, in my opinion. I think you're right, though. I think there's loads of different methods to quit, and people have quit with loads of different strategies and techniques. So yeah, I think you're right. You got to find your own path in your own way. But in my opinion anyway, I believe in one way or another, facing that discomfort and facing the reality will probably be true for everybody, whatever path or technique they use as a whole. I think you have to go through that and see it for what it is. Because through seeing it for what it is, in whichever way you want to do it, you do gain freedom. And it's not going to be easy, but it is possible. Any final words for today's podcast, Marlon? And then thanks again for coming on. You've been a really good guest, and I'm sure very inspiring for a lot of people.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me, and I'm glad that I could speak to you and give some advice, tell my story. And if everyone needs help with a porn addiction or improving their mindset, productivity, mental health, you can check out my YouTube channel, Course with Marlon. It's all for free, just trying to help, especially like young students that used to struggle like me. And that's it.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Check out Marlon. So you're on YouTube, and you've also got a school program as well. I'll leave some links in the description of the podcast, and hopefully you'll be able to carry on continuing your help in helping people overcome this horrible addiction, which is 100% possible. All right, thanks a lot to anyone listening or watching. I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast, and I do hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Goodbye.